اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين. ثم صلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أرواحنا له فداء. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: واضرب لهم مثل الحياة الدنيا كماء أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا. صدق الله العلي العظيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Inshallah, in this session we will speak about the parable that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set forth in Surah Al-Kahf, that is chapter 18 of the Quran, verse 45. And in this particular parable, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives the example of the trajectory of life, the course of life. And in this particular verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He orders the Prophet, He says, set forth for them. Set forth for them the parable of this life. It is like water that we send down from the sky. And then the earth's vegetation mixes with it, and thereby becomes dry straw, dry plants. And then it is scattered in the wind. And God has empowered everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this particular parable, what we notice from the beginning is that He's commanding the Prophet to tell people about the cycle of life, the course of life. That life is such that we are born into this world, and after some time, we expire. We pass along. We are put in our graves. And this is a very interesting parable that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He commands His Prophet to tell the people, to tell mankind about this cycle, about this course of life. And it seems that this is something that is common knowledge, that we know that we will be born, or after we are born, we know that there will come a time that, again, we will pass away from this dunya, that we will be buried, that we will no longer live in this dunya. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, tell them about this. This is because there is a great message in this particular verse and in the eloquence of this verse, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He explains the dunya, how He explains the life of this world. First, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He brings about two antonyms, two things: al-ma wa hashim. Al-ma is something that is wet, it is water, and hashim, something that is dry, something that is without water. Elsewhere in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He states that He has created everything living by water. So life in itself is given in this example of water, that anything that is living, and even scientifically, this is something that is proven, that anything that has life, then it has water, it has moisture. And that which does not have life, it is dry. So He puts these two together. He says the cycle of life, or life of this world, hayat dunya, is this: It's between moisture, wetness, dryness, life, and death. And this is one of the parables that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he brings in the Quran several times because of its importance. And also because of the nature of man. Quite often we live in this world and we live through this life. And many of us think that we have this life figured out. Or that we have this world figured out. Whereby we don't need to take heed to anything else. Only what is in my mind and only what I understand of this world and only what I need from this world materially. But this is not the case. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is stating here. That if you think that you have this world and this life all figured out, then you're mistaken. Because the world and also this life is more complex than you can even imagine. And for this reason, we also see that the Prophet himself and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim afdhalu salatu wassalam, on numerous occasions, as support and also as emphasis of this verse, they gave their own examples of this life and of this world. That what is this world? What is it like? In one of the narrations, we see that the Prophet himself, he states, هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا مِثْلُ ثَوْبٍ شُقَّ فِي مِنْ أَوَّلِهِ إِلَىٰ آخِرِهِ فَيَبْقَى مُتَعَلِّقًا فِي خَيْتٍ فِي آخِرِهِ يُوشِكُ ذَلِكَ الْخَيْتُ أَنْ يَنْقَطِعْ. He says, if you want to really understand what this world is like, he says, it is like a dress or like a cloth that has been ripped and is hanging by a thread. And this thread itself is almost about to break. So the world is like this cloth that's hanging by a thin string. And that string is about to break. In other words, that this world is vulnerable. At any time, life can end on this world. At any time, one's life can end. And they go from a state of being alive to being expired. So the Prophet says, this is the world. This is life in this world. That we don't know that when this string is going to break, we don't know how long it will stay, how long it will last. Even we don't know how strong this string is. But yet, at times we think that, oh, I have this life figured out. I'll live until I'm about 80 years old. I'll accomplish all of these things in my life and this much wealth, and then I'll retire. But we have no idea about this, that how long our life will be. Therefore, we should be very aware of this fact, and also we should be aware of our engagement in this world, in this dunya, and how we act in this dunya. As Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, he also states and he brings an example of this world. He says, it's like a snare. إِنَّمَا الدُّنْيَا شَرَكٌ وَقَعَ فِيهِ مَنْ لَا يَعْرِفُهُ. It's like a snare, it's like a net. That the individual, the person who does not really understand this dunya and understand this world, he falls into the trap. He falls into the snare of the dunya. Meaning that he is taken by the glitter, or as they say in Arabic, zukhruf. All of the gold and silver and the toys of this world, you know. Of course, today, you know, our gold and silver and our things are our iPhones and our iPads and all of these things that take us away from the reality of life and actually what we should be doing in this world. How should we benefit better from this world? And being engaged in this world, simply in the material aspect of this world, because this is what the Prophet is pointing out, this is what Imam Ali alayhi wasallam is pointing out, that being engaged in only in that dimension and aspect of the world will take us astray, will not give us a true perception and understanding of this life and this world. And for this reason, Imam Ali, he also states, من لم يعتبر بعبر الدنيا وصروفها لم تنجعوا فيه المواعظ. That individual who does not take heed of the lessons of this world and the misfortunes of this world, says, no amount of spiritual counseling will help that individual. Meaning that if we are so engaged in the materialism of this world, any spiritual or metaphysical advice to help to improve the soul of that individual, it will not work. It will have no benefit. So in order to benefit from the Quran, to benefit from the dua of Ahlul Bayt, to benefit from the spiritual advice of the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim afsalatu wasalam, we need to at times disengage from this dunya. Or as we would perhaps say, we need to disconnect from the matrix of life. Ramadan, it creates this atmosphere for us to disconnect, to take a moment to reflect, to realign ourselves spiritually. The nights of Qadr, nights of Dua, nights of Quran, night of reflection. A night to reflect upon how we are actually engaged in this world and what we are benefiting from this world. Have we really taken in the lessons of this world? And returning back to the verse, this is one of the most beautiful aspects of the verse. وَضَرَبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ حَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَاءٍ. That the life of this world is not completely negative. Not in the language of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor in the language of Ahlul Bayt alayhim afsalatu wasalam. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, the life of this world, that, O Prophet, give them the example of the life of this world. Kama'in, it is like water. It is like something that is pure. It's tahir. However, that if this life is misused, if one does not benefit appropriately from this life, then yes, فَاخْتَلَتَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ. Then it becomes engaged in materialism. It is taken away from its true nature, its true pure and spiritual nature. And this is why such moments of Ramadan has been created for us. Or even as we mentioned, one of the companions of Imam Musa Kadhim alayhi salatu wasalam, he stated that he would love to stay in this world. But for what reason? And the Imam asked him, he says, why? He says, لِقَرَاءَةِ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ. That if I can stay in this world just to recite this chapter of Quran, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ, to benefit from this verse of Quran. Meaning that he wanted to, again, seek the balance in life. Not simply engage in the material aspect of life, but also to seek benefit in a spiritual way. And this is one of the points that not only throughout Ramadan, it is emphasized in the Quran, in the du'as of Ahlul Bayt alayhim afsalatu wasalam. But even on the day of Eid, that in our Salatul Eid, the prayer of Eid, one of the chapters that is recommended to recite is Surat Al-A'la. And as we read at the end of that particular chapter of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبَقَى إِنَّ هَذَا لَفِي الصُّحُفِ الْأُولَى صُحُفِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى. that surely that soul is successful that has purified itself and remembers its Lord, and therefore it prays, it worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the objective of life. Yes, you benefit from this world, you benefit from what is in this world. Actually, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or this particular remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he's mentioning here, this purification, it happens in this world. This is the moment to purify ourselves. بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. But unfortunately, this world or the life of this world, it affects people, it affects us, and it takes us away from that purification. It takes us away from purifying ourselves, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as we should, or benefiting from this world as we should benefit from it. While the hereafter is much better and more everlasting. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. And again, just to show you that how much emphasis Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put upon this aspect of understanding this world and being able to benefit from this world as we should, he ends the verse with this, إِنَّ هَذَا لَفِ الصُّحَفِ الْأُولَى صُحَفِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى. That not only did he command the prophet to give this parable so that people will understand this dunya, he said, is in the very first of revelations. It is in the revelations of Ibrahim as well. It is in the revelation of Hazrat Musa as well. Alayhi wa sallam. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gives all of us success in finding balance in this life to benefit spiritually from this world. And as also we pray in some of our du'as of the month of Ramadan, that Allah increase our wealth, increase our sustenance. But that comes with a balance. That may we find that balance of benefiting spiritually and also materially from this world. And may this blessed month be a month of renewal for each and every one of us. وَأَسَأَلُ اللَّهَ التَّوْفِيقَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَآخِرَ الدَّعْوَانَ أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
اللهم صل على